Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Darryl Thomas. Batting third. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Steve Ontiveros. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Arnold. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Greg Minton. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Greg Minton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Locock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Herndon. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Rosello applying the tag. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Burris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Spear hits a line drive towards third. Kelleher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Monday hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Monday reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Pete Locock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Locock bunts in front of the plate. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Adams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Arnold is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards second. Thomas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rader hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards third. Arnold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Monday. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Monday steals second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-0 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Monday scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Lockhock trying to get to home. Ontiveros throws the ball into Rader who tags Lockhock who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. One out. Chris Spear batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spear scores. Montanez moves to second. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to second for the out. Montanez moves to third. Two outs. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Arnold is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnold strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trillo. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Trillo steals second. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Arnold fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Arnold. Trillo scores. Rosello moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ontiveros. Kelleher reaches second base with a double. Rosello scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a line drive towards the mound. Minton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelleher moves to third. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. Monday moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Rader and he is out, Spear applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Von Joshua pinch hits for Dave Heaverlow. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Joshua hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. 1 out. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Spear reaches second base with a double. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Montanez moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lockhock. Montanez scores. Ontiveros goes all the way around to score. Adams moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's Giants, 4, Cubs, 4. Craig Robinson pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Bobby Mercer pinch hits for Chris Arnold. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Craig Robinson now playing third base. Bobby Mercer now playing right field. Steve Ontiveros now playing left field. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Wright's pinch hits for Charlie Williams. Ken Wright's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright's hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Herndon moves to third. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Schultz now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a line drive towards short. Rosello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ontiveros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ontiveros hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Wright's now playing third base. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Buddy Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moffitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Matthews pinch hits for Dave Rader. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Mercer moves to second. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Champ Summers now playing first base. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-1 in the game. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it and throws to second for the out. Mercer moves to third. 2 outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Herndon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews now playing left field. Steve Ontiveros now playing center field. Mike Sadek now catching. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swisher bunts towards the mound. Moffitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to third. Trillo moves to second. 1 out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosello hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Spear is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Spear hits a line drive towards short. Rosello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Montanez is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Montanez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales, who is chasing the ball. Montanez reaches third base with a triple. Thomas scores. It's Giants, 5, Cubs, 5. Mike Garman now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ontiveros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ontiveros hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montanez scores. It's 6-5, Giants. Mark Hill pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ontiveros moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Mercer reaches third base with a triple. Ontiveros scores. Hill goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Giants. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it and throws to home. Swisher drops the ball. Mercer scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-5, Giants. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Mark Hill now catching. Mike Adams pinch hits for Champ Summers. Mike Adams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Munday is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cardinal is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.